This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Likes to cloak itself in the language of religion. Now, our party doesn't talk about that as much, largely for a very good reason, which was we are committed to the separation of church and state, and we stand for people of any religion and people of no religion, but we should call out hypocrisy when we see it. And for a party that associates itself with Christianity, to say that it is okay to suggest that God would smile on the division of families at the hands of federal agents, that God would condone putting children in cages, has lost all claim to ever use religious language again.
Oh my gosh, that is the most pandering piece of Louis I've ever heard in my life. I can't believe it. For one,
Piece of Louis. Crud, crap.
Louis.
Sorry, just never. All right, I'm new.
You've never heard a piece of Louis.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where I got it, but I've said it before, and you know what it means.
All right.
But my point is this. You know, number one, let's deal with the accusation. First of all, the accusation is that the Republican Party cloaks itself in religion. Give me a break. I think the Republican Party, first of all, I think there's as many Republicans that are very nervous about anything faith-related so as to look like they are, you know, in any way politicizing that, they wouldn't go anywhere near there. I think there are some who are, and Kevin Cramer is one of those, he is an authentic Christian that's not afraid to say, you know, God bless you and I'll pray for you or you know, I'll take prayers for whatever. I mean, does that make him cloaking himself in religion? That's just being authentic. That isn't being fake. You know, it's ridiculous. So I think that's a joke. Second of all, the idea that you put kids in cages and you call yourself religion, you can't know, you've lost all right. Guess whose administration authorized the quote-unquote cages? Now, they are technically cages. You have to, within a larger facility, be able to see children and you know, others that are detained. And so they use a fence you'd find at a ball field is what it is, with a door, obviously, with someone right there with the ability to come in and out. So the whole cages thing is a disgrace anyway.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
It's a total disgrace.
Yeah, and I've done the same as you said it all right there. It's exactly it. It's completely ridiculous.
And not to mention, fix the problem. Why are there quote-unquote cages full of children?
Mm-hmm.
At the border, why are they there? Might it be the policies we've had for how many years? For one, the ridiculous policy that says if you are from Guatemala, El Salvador, or
Honduras, Nicaragua.
Honduras, thank you. You're from these Central American countries. If you're from there, you can claim asylum and come in the U.S. while you await your asylum hearing. And, oh, by the way, now we got to let you go because the court said we had to let you go. So bye-bye. And a handful of people are coming back. You're from Mexico, you try and claim asylum. They say, no. How about this? The judge said, no, you can't send people back into Mexico. Well, wait a minute. They fled Honduras. They fled Guatemala into Mexico. Nobody's claiming Mexico is dangerous.
And no one forced them out of Guatemala or of any of those countries. No one... You know, there's a bit, people get, just my two cents on one thing, Scotty, is that a lot of people confuse a refugee with a political refugee or, you know, a migrant with a refugee. Syria, Somalia, these war-torn countries where people are forced from their homes, forced from their lands, those are asylum seekers. Migrants that are looking for a better life, they're just migrants. And they can get a better life, but they have to apply for citizenship and do it right.
Exactly. And believing that you ought to follow the rules doesn't make you a racist. Again, I don't know how that appeals to anybody. Who's excited about what he just said right there? Saying, yeah. By the way, I'm waiting for you to call. And I'm sincere in wanting to understand who on that stage last night or the night before appeals to you. Just tell me who and how, and, you know, you're not a Trump fan, but you're hearing something that speaks to your heart, that really causes you to feel strongly enough about that. I would hope you would also feel strongly enough about sharing it and calling. Please do. 800-228-0550. There's a big deal going on at the Grand Forks Air Force Base today. It is the event that doesn't happen very often. In fact, I think the last time they did this, it was 25 years ago. So we're talking a long time ago, and we're talking about a big deal today. Sometimes when you have events that are kind of a big deal, they take a little long, and that's what's happening right now at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Evidently, the program is running long, and, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer, who has been a very strong advocate for the Grand Forks Air Force Base and their missions, as has Senator Hoeven, are part of that event today. So read a great op-ed in the Grand Forks Herald today by Colonel Spencer just talking about the significance of this redesignation of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. It's a big deal. It really is. And I would also say, for a lot of years, as someone that lived in Grand Forks for 18 years, I heard a lot about how Senator Byron Dorgan and Senator Ken Conrad were instrumental to the base. But for them, there would be no base, right? And under their watch, bombers left. And under their watch, the missile wing left. And they were this close to just shutting the whole thing down. And now there's a flying mission again with the Global Hawk, the most famous airplane in the world right now because it's the ones the Iranians shot down. It was a Global Hawk. And it is based at Grand Forks Air Force Base. Pretty extraordinary when you think about that. Predators, Global Hawks, right there. So it's a big day. And the Grand Forks Air Force Base is contributing mightily, as is, of course, the Minot Air Force Base, to our nation's defense. So we're glad Senator Cramer is there, and we understand if he's a little tied up and can't be here right at the top of the show, or maybe at all. I don't know. We're going to just play it by ear, and when he calls, he calls. If it doesn't, we'll do it next week, right? All over again. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can rate the debate or talk about anything else you like. Please find a Democrat bold enough to call and tell us who is speaking to them on the Democratic stage. I'd say this is not playing too well. What's our version of Peoria, guys? You know, when they say, how's it playing in Peoria? That's the old political line that, you know, it might be fine in D.C., it might be fine in New York, California, but it's not playing well in Peoria.
Are those in real, Linda?
How about this? It's not playing well in Pisac. There we go. We're going to go Pisac.
New Leipzig. How about New Leipzig?
Just trying to get a couple of P's in, you know what I'm saying?
You bet.
Charles in Carrington, what's on your mind today on this Friday?
Well, I've kind of... No, Bill Clinton said that the damnedest thing he ever seen. You know, and I'm thinking that we're spending millions of dollars killing babies in the United States, and you turn right around and spend millions of dollars to save babies at the border. I don't quite get the understanding of that. What's going on there with our abortion system. Well, I kind of like to know, is there going to be a clarification? Are you going to spend millions of dollars killing babies here and then spend millions of dollars protecting babies down there?
It's a very, very good point. It's a very good point because right now a blunt political instrument for these people is exploiting children here as a result of a policy that started in the Obama administration saying they want to protect children. Yet they're also arguing for taxpayer funding to end the life of children. So, you know, that's real.
Right.
And there's a lot of issues we could talk about on any given day on this program. But I don't
there's
know
a lot of them.
Myself personally, I can't think of any more important than the American Holocaust. What the Germans did, what Hitler did to 9 million people, was unspeakable. We all agree about that today. What was done with slavery in Europe and in the U.S., we all agree today was wrong. Guess what? This is our American Holocaust. 55-plus million children have been exterminated. A kindergarten-sized class every week in downtown Fargo at the one and only abortion mill known as the Red River Women's Clinic. I don't know about you, but I don't call what they do there anything that belongs with the label clinic. So I say that in jest. It's unspeakable. To me, it's one where you really just, you got to search your soul to say, is this something I can just sort of whistle past the graveyard about and hope nobody talks about? You know, just do, nothing to see here. Not me. Not ever. There's no way. And the analogy you made, Charles, is a good one that I think helps to open some people's eyes. So thank you for doing
it. I'm hoping that every taxpayer that pays his taxes will think about this when it comes to putting Trump back in. I think his second term, well, something maybe will happen with it. No, he's trying, but it's tough. So, okay.
You know, George W. Bush, prior to President Trump, was thought of as the most pro-life president ever, just based on his policies. Trump has doubled down. And what's amazing about that is he doesn't get the credit that he should on that front. But you look at those policies, and I'm telling you, that'll be executive order after executive order if a Democrat wins to turn that page the other way in a big way. And that's a scary thought. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's in your mind is powered by SchwannDuickGMC.com. The red, white, and blue sale continues. Get your new ride, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and a nice new flag. Mine is up on my wall in my office because it just looks so good. Check it out at SchwannDuickGMC.com.
Go Wireline, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, is a great place to work. And I tell you what, Whether you have experience in the industry, like a wireline engineer or operator, crane operator, they're looking for you, especially the ones with the NCCO certification. But also, maybe you have no wireline experience, but you want to get to know this industry and get into an industry that's going to be there for a long time. Go wireline.com/careers or call them at 701-572-0886. They're in Williston and Dickinson. Our telephone number is 701-258-0550. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. Text Todd, 701-367-2054. We're waiting for Senator Kevin Cramer. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to join us today, so we'll try and reschedule that as soon as we can to get you some time with Senator Cramer. Of course, he's here so much, so often. Evidently, a ceremony went rather long at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Still going right now, so they don't anticipate he'll be able to join us today on the program, okay? Texter says about health care, I had a better deal with the Obamacare than I do now with Medicare. You conservatives can what? Not tell the truth about the ACA. You supposedly embrace pre-existing conditions coverage, except you want to wipe it out. Frauds. Okay. And evidently he wants me to say Democratic Party rather than Democrat Party. Well, it isn't the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. you can try and have some fun, but that's what it is. Anyway, so we found the guy that got a better deal with Obamacare. Beautiful. That's fantastic. I'm waiting for this person to call in and get to MyPillow and talk about which of those candidates on the stage last night appealed to him. So you give us a call, and then you can also tell us about all the great things about Obamacare, and other people can as well. 800-228-0550. Our telephone number, back to the phones, Clyde in Twin Valley. What's on your mind?
I was just calling. I think them free MyPillows are going to come unclaimed, so I would like to claim them if nobody else calls in.
But are you not a fan of Donald Trump and someone that is searching for a different candidate for president?
I was just calling. I am absolutely a huge fan of Donald Trump, but I don't want to see these pillows go to waste.
Right, yeah, we'd hate to have that
happen.
Nobody
does.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned, Clyde. Stay tuned. You never know. I mean, if I were you, I would, you know, call a Democratic friend and say, hey, you know, every time I go to the coffee shop, you're giving me the business about how much you hate Trump. There you go. Free MyPillow. Just tell them who you like in that group. Who are they speaking to? By the way, the fact that we can't get somebody to call and tell us that, what does that tell you? I don't think it's playing well in Pizek. I think this lurch to the left is really, really cool for folks in coffee shops right now in downtown Minneapolis, okay? I think, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, all the big cities, yeah, that is, no doubt about it. They're digging it. It's not going to play here. Caller from Southwest North Dakota wants to share a story about healthcare. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, we lost them.
They did? Then they didn't. Peter in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's me.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess I might be a candidate for the MyPillow. I guess I found one of the candidates last night in the primary sort of appealing, Andrew Yang.
Second person that's called today that said Yang was, I guess, of note. Now, the criteria here is that you don't like Donald Trump. Is that what you're telling us? You want a different president?
Well, I voted for Donald Trump, and I like him, and I like that he has nationalist economic policies, and, you know, he's more socially conservative than Yang, and that's where I think Yang only got 3 minutes of airtime last night. He totally got rolled over on, so I think Trump would wreck him in a debate, you know. But I guess as far as him bringing up automation and, UBI, I think that, you know, that's appealing. And I think that could give Trump a run with his money. But the problem with Yang is he ties it to all this left wing open border stuff, you know, and nobody wants that. So.
But you're saying if Donald Trump and Yang are on the ballot together, you're voting Trump.
Yeah, basically because Yang raised his hand that he would give UBI also to illegal immigrants. That doesn't make sense. That maybe, I mean, it's one thing to help out the workforce.
Yeah, hang on. So everybody else knows what you're talking about, Peter. We're going to play this clip.
It's difficult to do if you have companies like Amazon, trillion-dollar tech companies, paying literally zero in taxes while they're closing 30% of our stores. Now, we need to put the American people in a position to benefit from all these innovations in other parts of the economy. And if we had a value-added tax at even half the European level, it would generate over $800 billion in new revenue.
Their answer is always more taxes. It's always more of your money. That fixes everything.
Well, yeah,
they have an insatiable appetite.
I don't know that Amazon should be paying more taxes, but I mean we all know how it works, where they say they're going to make them pay more taxes, but we always get the bill. But all I'm saying is, elections are a popularity contest, and those are very popular policies of his.
Yeah, good points, Peter. I appreciate your call. We're looking for somebody that is in the camp of not being a Donald Trump fan and is interested in, here's something in one of those Democratic candidates that says, I could vote for that person. They're actually speaking to me. So if you fit that category, if somebody fits that category for you, and you know I'm talking about fairly describing you, call us.
Well, how did, too, and with Andrew Yang's comments there, how is Amazon responsible for closing 37% or 30% of the stores?
And we're Venezuela. The government starts deciding you can close and you can't close stores, I mean, it's ridiculous. They're running an efficient business, and there's taxes, tax law that they, you know, use. If you don't like that, say, here's how the law is going to change. But, by the way, then they'll be closing more stores because they're going to worry about their bottom line. I mean, this is just simple economics. Kurt is on the road. Go ahead, Kurt. You're up on what's on your mind.
Is this me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were asking if one of the candidates were more appealing last night, and I got an answer for you.
All right.
What's her name? Is it Camelia, or what's her name?
Kamala Harris?
She is definitely more appealing than the rest of them on there. She's dumber than a box of rocks, but she's prettier.
she is a pretty lady, and I think she actually has some likability to her. I really do. You know, I wouldn't say she's dumber than a box of rocks. She's got a pretty distinguished career, and you know, she's a lawyer. You know, I mean, I don't know that we need any more lawyers in government, but when I say that, then people get mad, including Republicans. But, you know, here's the deal. She is someone that could pull off an Obama. That's what I'll say. And what do I mean by that? Barack Obama had a resume of absolutely nothing. Thinnest resume ever. Okay? And, you know, I like him. And, he's inspirational. And, you know, all the warm and fuzzies and the tingling down the leg happened, right? And so she could do that. That's what you're talking about, right, Kurt?
She just don't have what Trump has. None of them do. So, good luck.
Yeah, interesting, Kurt. Appreciate it. John and Taylor, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, your call's welcome. Don't go away.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapentin. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupon at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to generousjerrys.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the Supreme Court's announced it will consider appeals concerning DACA, the Obama-era policy protecting Dreamers, which are the millions of young Americans who were brought into the United States illegally as children. The Trump administration appealing rulings blocking attempts to repeal the program. The High Court will recess for the summer, so the case won't actually be heard until this fall. President Trump is still in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, and tomorrow he'll be meeting there with the Chinese president with trade at the top of the agenda. Today, Trump met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, and during a photo opportunity when asked if he had told Putin not to meddle in the 2020 election, the president wagged his finger at Putin and said, "Please don't meddle in our elections." This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Assault by President Trump and the Republican Party. 30 states are trying to overturn Roe v. Wade right now. And it is mind-boggling to me that we are debating this on this stage in 2019 among Democrats, whether women should have access to reproductive rights. I think we have to stop playing defense and start playing offense.
Well, my plan is somebody who believes for a start that a woman's right to control her own body is a constitutional right, that government and politicians should not infringe on that right. We will do everything we can to defend our Roe versus Wade.
Two things there. Who's the first one again? Is that Kamala?
It was Gillibrand.
Oh, it's Gillibrand. Okay, yeah. From New York. Who speaks well, too, and kind of comes off, has that nice factor, too, but she's a radical lefty, as you heard. Number one. Just play that clip again, because I want to see if you caught what I caught in what she's saying here.
Of her?
Yeah, of her.
Yep.
Women's reproductive rights are under assault by President Trump and the Republican Party. 30 states are trying to overturn Roe v. Wade right now.
Okay, well, if 30 states are trying to overturn Roe v. Wade in her mind, which is not true, what 30 states are doing is saying exactly what Roe versus Wade says. Here's where we now see the line until we see, something else that supersedes that. This is the states closest to the people, their representative saying, we want to, science now teaches us when life begins, and so trying to find that right fit, okay, of a law. Simple as that. But the point is, how can you say Donald Trump's doing it when 34 states are doing it? One breath you say Trump's doing it, and the next breath you say 30-some states are doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's legislators in 30 states' legislative bodies who are elected by the people speaking for them.
Listening to the people.
Thank you very much. Do whatever you want in California. And I, by the way, believe this is how we ought to solve this horrific American Holocaust that we have right now. States, you get to decide. Go back to what the 10th Amendment is about. You read the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. You tell me whether or not it gives any room for the federal government to tell what you can do state by state as it pertains to the manufactured right to privacy. Ridiculous. So that's what you ought to do. Okay, play Bernie's now. I had another comment on something I heard from Bernie.
Oh, hang on. Let me bring it back up here. Where's our boy? Here he is.
My plan is somebody who believes for a start that a woman's right to control her own body is a constitutional right, that government and politicians should not infringe on that right. We will do everything we can to defend our Roe versus Wade.
What does that? It's not a woman's body. It's a.
Well, I thought of this when he said this. If I, If I put my arm around you, all right, and now we're one, right? I put my arm around you and one. Now I can do pretty much anything I want to you because I put my arm around you. So I'm going to shoot you, Kevin. I mean, seriously, that's the mindset of, you know, allow a woman to do whatever she wants to. It's a life, just like you are a life, and you are deciding that life is not going to be a life. How is that not murder? Because if you don't do what you want to do, that baby's born. They don't have an argument, folks. They really don't.
Nope.
Let's tell you this before I get back to the phones. John and Taylor's waiting to go. We are undertaking an effort to find folks that have the fighting spirit of North Dakota, the buffalo spirit. You know what a buffalo does? Run into the storm. So we have established the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline for one reason. Celebrate the greatness of North Dakotans. That's right. Celebrate the greatness. And folks, everywhere around you, despite some things in the news that might bring you down a little now and then, there are people that just get up every day and go out there to defend the community they live in. They're law enforcement, they're first responders, they're doctors, they're teachers, they're people and shop owners and folks helping others every single day. And you know what? They don't want any attention, but we're going to give them some. So if you have something like that in your community, I need to know about it. Call the Be the Buffalo hotline for Oasis Petroleum. They get the credit for this. It is fabulous. 855-200-1776, extension 6. All right, John and Taylor wants to talk about farmers. What's on your mind, John?
Not so much farmers. I told your screener I called a little bit under false pretenses. You were looking for somebody who liked Obamacare. Well, I don't, as general, I don't like Obamacare. I'm a huge Trump supporter, pro-life. But we were our enterprising insurance agents got us on something called the it escapes me now. You know, for lower income, and most farmers, when they do their taxes, they get their income down the lowest. So we were on the exchange. So our insurance was really cheap. So did I like that? It was said to me once by a conservative, when it's raining soup outside, you don't stand there with your spoon upside down. So that having been said, if you were going to offer me the MyPillow, I was going to turn it down and salvage my pride by saying that I intend to buy my own MyPillows. Thank you. So, great show. I'll hang up now and listen. So,
all right, appreciate the
thank
call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I don't think we can say there isn't one person out there that hasn't been helped. The problem is there were people who were uninsured in large numbers, which in turn impacted the cost of health care, the cost of health care premiums, insurance, the availability of it. So they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do these exchanges. But the problem is the exchanges were, you know, you can do this, but you can't do that, and there's a low penalty, so I'll just do the penalty rather than do that. It was a typical bureaucratic, democratic mess is what it was. And while it helped some people, way more were without as a result than were helped. So that's what I call a giant failure. Let's talk to Ray in Pierce, South Dakota. Where are you at, Ray?
I'm in Polo, South Dakota.
A Polo. I didn't know there was a Polo, South Dakota. Where is that?
What? Oh, it's about 75 miles southwest of Aberdeen.
All right. Beautiful. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Well, I used to live in Huron, so I generally know that kind of, you know, area there, but not Polo. I haven't been there. What's on your mind today?
Well, first thing, you know, you're talking about abortion, and they talk about killing the baby after it's born. Well, that's not infanticide. That's murder. So the doctor and the mother should be charged, as far as I'm concerned. But the reason I called is I was interviewed last week by a Washington Post reporter. She flew out here and spent 4 days with me and wanted to know how the farming deal was going and everything. And I, you know, took the time, took her around, introduced her to local people and that. And she always pressed us on saying that we wouldn't support Trump because of the farm economy. And, of course, no one agreed with that right off the bat, you know. I did tell her if Trump doesn't do something to take care of the farmers and the veterans, he's probably not going to get reelected out of the Midwest. So anyway, if you wanted to read the whole article, you could, I guess, Google the Washington Post.
Are you telling me, though, Ray, that she was, when you say she was sort of pressing you, the questions were leading? She's trying to get you to say you don't support Trump?
Absolutely, you know. About, she really pressed us on the tariffs, you know. And that, you know, that it was all bad and that. And we tried to explain to her that Trump is trying to change this, and he has to have the tariffs to do that. Yes, we're taking a hit right now. But looking down the road, this should help us. So she was really pressing everyone she talked to back here on that particular thing.
Oh, my gosh. So
Washington, you know, she was pretty liberal.
Yeah, you're sort of expected. Well, again, I don't expect it from a journalist. I mean, again, journalism is out there to say, we want to know what Ray in Polo, South Dakota, thinks about the tariffs and the impact and let you talk. And not, aren't you sure? You must hate Trump, right? It's all his fault. He's making it. I mean, that's Chris Matthews. That's Rachel Maddow. That's fake news. Is what that is. How did the article turn out? Were you fairly quoted?
Well, you know, it was all pretty, she had a lot of material, spending 4 days riding around with me and talking to the neighbors and that. And, a lot of pro-Trump stuff she left out of the article, you know. So that's about the way that went. And she had a photographer fly up for a couple days, too, and follow us around. But, no, everything, remember, she's from Washington. Everything was a leading question on anti-Trump. And trying to get someone to say, yeah, that Trump's a bad guy, you know, and that. But she didn't.
Welcome
have any
to the media today.
Country. Yeah.
Say
yeah,
it again, Ray.
Know, and, yep, you're exactly right. You're having a great show today concerning the Democrat debate last night, you know. How could anybody elect any of those clowns?
Well, there's got to be somebody out there that thinks they're, you know, speaking for them. I just wish I could get them to call. I mean, it's kind of sad that the Democrats that, you know, either don't like this crop of people or are too embarrassed to say they like this crop of people in front of their friends and neighbors. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Ray, one last question for you. How did the Washington Post find you?
Well, I guess, as I understand it, they wanted to come out and talk to a farmer in the Dakotas. So they Googled some publications where I had been in, like Ag Weekly and the Dakota Farmer and that. And she called me and out of the clear blue, and I said, let me think about it for an hour. So I Googled her name, and yeah, she, you know, has many awards, was in Afghanistan and Iraq and India and that. So I called her back, and I said, sure, you want to come on out here? Come on out. So it was supposed to be a one-day interview, and it turned into 4 days.
You know, that's good journalism. I don't think a lot of that exists anymore, to have a reporter come out for 4 days, spend all that time with you. I mean, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just wish they could come out as true journalists and say, you know,
well,
why do you think the way you think, and speak to her, but instead you tell her what's from your heart, and she leaves it out. I mean, that is in and of itself what's wrong with the media. The news media today, no doubt about it. You saw it firsthand. We don't need to say it as talk show hosts or commentators. You lived it. Well, thanks for calling, Ray. Glad you did.
Yeah, can I say one other thing quick?
You bet.
She wanted to ride in a tractor, and my brother Randy was planting corn, so she got in a tractor, you know, it's got the extra seat, and she wanted to make a round or two, so I left her in the tractor for 3 hours. With my brother had Rush on the radio the whole time. She was really happy to get out of
there. Nice.
Oh,
I love it.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
North Dakota Sweet Fruit Liqueur. With the speed of a prairie fire, this rugged, refined North Dakota moonshine recipe is sweeping down the plains for you to enjoy. One taste, and you'll see why North Dakota Sweet Fruit Liqueur needs to be shared. Whether telling fish stories or relaxing around the campfire, North Dakota Sweet Fruit is the perfect fireside liqueur. Find North Dakota Sweet Fruit and recipes at CrudeSpirits.com. CrudeSpirits.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of Mycel premiums for $69.98 right now. The lowest price ever offered on the radio or the TV. How long have I been talking about my pillows? Maybe I had one 4 or 5, maybe 6 years, and I've never had a price like this. So, you know, you hear me chit-chat on the air, you hear about different things. I'm telling you, this one is, like, unbelievable. It is, $69.98. Two MyPillow premiums. You go into a store, they don't have premium pillows. This is the real deal. $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered, and still have the 10-year warranty. It'll never go flat. Send it back if it does. 60-night sleep on it. Try it. Don't like it? Send it back. No obligation. Nice and easy. Make it easy. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Texter says, I want those pillows, but I don't think I could call in and act crazy enough to make anyone believe I'm a Democrat. LOL. Make it a great day. You know what else?
how are they going to argue against the economy? Listen to Stuart Varney on Fox and Friends this morning. He nailed it. It's unbelievable. Listen.
After 2 days of debates amongst the Democrats,
right,
I think we're left with a badly divided party, which is now being led by unelectable socialists. That's my conclusion after the 2 days of debates. And let's throw in Speaker Pelosi's
right,
abject defeat over border funding.
That's right.
This is not a party that's in good shape this Friday morning.
So they did pass the $4.5 billion,
yes,
and she did it under the objections of her whole left wing because they digested the whole Senate bill.
Oh, they are apoplectic this morning that this bill
right,
actually passed. It was a Republican bill, basically, from the Senate, went to the House. Republicans voted for it in the House. Some Democrats did.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi in retreat.
She had to cave, and Mitch McConnell got exactly what he wanted. But doesn't what we saw last night, Stuart, doesn't that play into the narrative that the Republicans are using, that if you vote for one of these Democrats, we're going to wind up a socialist country?
Absolutely. Almost all of the candidates have an element of socialism in their campaign platform.
How about that? Yeah. Unelectable socialist. That's what he sees in that, that mix. What do you see? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple more texts we should get in here. Call Joel if you want to see who's appealing to liberals. He could probably use a My Pillow to cry on. I don't know who they're talking about. Who are they talking about?
Makes me laugh though.
I think that making decisions about sexual activity causing pregnancy beforehand would determine whether or not you'll need to worry about abortion policies one way or another. Yes, abortion is murder. Teach righteousness and abstinence. And that it's right to put some thought into what one does with their body beforehand. Can't disagree. Can't disagree with that. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think that's a piece of the puzzle, but there's still going to be unplanned pregnancies. And I empathize with someone in that situation knowing, you know, what that does to disrupt your plan, right? What you have to realize is, you know, you're it's God's plan, not your plan. And that baby is already created, and he created it. And so now, okay, what am I going to do? What are my options? I mean, I know people, youngsters, in high school, end up with a child, and their parents, while they were, you know, shook at the time and upset, basically said, okay, let's embrace this. And all of a sudden, they've got a grandchild a little sooner than they thought they were going to, that they're helping to raise. You know, the kids ultimately get married. I mean, these things can happen. The alternative can never be, let's kill it. Let's end the life. Let's disrupt the plan. But should you think about what causes the pregnancy in the first place before you engage in such activity? Of course. Of course. I'm just saying we can't be naive enough to think that's always going to happen that way. Myron and Crosby, let's get you in here.
Yeah, I just had one comment to make about the Democrats. You know, why doesn't somebody just look at the Democrats in the eye and say, we'd like to see things from your point of view, but I can't get my head that far up my you-know-what?
Yeah, all right. We'll pass that on, Myron, and see if he wants to use it. We got some real jokesters today. How about the guy? I'm tired of weeniness. I want Trump to be tougher, crying out loud, you know?
Great.
Texter says, Scott, the bombers left Grand Forks Air Force Base because B-1 bombers would be at two bases in the U.S., and the missiles left because of SALT II. I know the factual reasons they left. The point is, when you say, hey, but for me, there will be no base, and then you lose these things, or you don't get a different mission to replace it, you failed. And John Hoven and Kevin Cramer have crushed it in what they have done in the way of additional assets, investment, in the Air Force Base. Brought this up because today the reason Senator Cramer was not able to be on is the ceremony at the Grand Forks Air Force Base went long. And first time in 25 years, they're reauthorizing the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So I said, those guys deserve a lot of credit for that. Now we have a flying mission again there. That's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Let's see here. Who else? Texter says, ask Mr. Cramer why Donald Trump blames the Democrats for the immigration problem when the Republicans had the House and Senate presidency and didn't do anything about it. I think Kevin Cramer would say, you're right, Republicans own some of this, but you can't blame them for the crisis when Democrats now are standing in the way. And by the way, even with Republican control of the House and Senate, we know there were some still that didn't support that. So you got to realize that, too. How about that? Somebody just sent me a meme. I love memes. A woman is protesting at some event saying, my body, my choice. And a baby is saying, make your choices before I'm conceived. And not after.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Anyway, we're out of time. And I had a lot of fun from Norway. And a couple more days from Norway next week, and then back to you in studio. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand. Plus Branson, six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.